crisp Sunday morning. It's happening way too quick. You know that? It always does that. We have summer and then we have winter.
Yes.
And then we have winter way too long. And then we have cold spring. I'll stop. Okay. But first of all, I want to thank Gary Timmer for preaching last Sunday. Amen. Yeah. Thereby enabling Serena and I to get away for her birthday. I want you to know as I get going here, this is going to be a Sunday that isn't going to be like our normal Sundays. I want the visitors to know that if you think we're crazy or something. But I'm going to ask you a question. How many of you know that we are facing an election in only a few days that could change the course of the United States as we know it?
Amen.
Okay? As we know it. So today, we as a church are going to pray that God steers the outcome of the election. Are you with me? In other words, we're going to worship and we're going to pray and we're going to expect God to answer. Amen? Are you all right with that formula? We're going to worship, we're going to pray, and we're going to expect God to answer. One thing that I want you to understand, and you need to understand, is that I can't tell you who to vote for. The government has made sure that a pastor can't tell the people who to vote for. I can't endorse a certain candidate. I can only encourage you to get out there and vote. Amen? So please, 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 is that enough pleases? Please don't let the opportunity and don't let the privilege to vote pass you by because you deem yourself to be too busy or because you think that your vote won't change anything, because it can.
That's right.
Amen. I should get a bunch of amens on that, all right? And please hear me when I say this, okay? It's our spiritual responsibility. Say spiritual responsibility.
Spiritual responsibility.
As the Church of Jesus Christ to take the time to vote. I mean, there's hardly an excuse anymore, especially this year when you can vote early and you can go, and I voted already. Serena's voted already. My family's voted already. But it's important that you vote. And the statistics come out that if the church would get out and vote, they would steer the election. Okay? That if every one of us would do our civic responsibility and the duty that I think that Jesus Christ himself has laid upon us, if we get out and vote, we can sway the election. All right. Having said that, would you please turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 2, and we will read verse 1. I'm going to have a very short sermon today, and then we're going to pray. And we're going to worship that time also. We're going to worship and pray for the rest of the time. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Paul simply states this, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now I'm going to go through this rather quickly because I want to make sure that we have time to spend in worship and prayer. There are four general slots, if you will, that all prayer falls into and should include, okay? And they are this, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication or intercession, all right? To make it easier to remember, the four types of prayer form the acronym ACTS, A-C-T-S. First in our acronym, we have A, which stands for adoration. But, you know, so what exactly is adoration? Adoration is prayer that praises and worships God. Let me say that again. Adoration is prayer that praises and worships God. It's prayer where we're not necessarily asking anything from God. We are more focusing our worship and adoring and honoring God. And there's a big difference, okay? So when we pray in adoration, what happens is we stop focusing on ourselves and the storms of life. And how many have noticed life go through storms? Amen. We stop focusing on our prayer lists, and we begin fixing our eyes on the only one who is fully able to handle any situation or request that we make. All right? That's what adoration is. It's really a time for you and God and for you to worship God. Okay? It really should be a part of each person's prayer. But next we have confession. Okay? Confession is prayer that gets honest about sin. How many of you know that God knows already, so you might as well be honest about the sin that's in your life? All right? Confession is prayer that gets honest about sin. Getting right and staying right before God is quite necessary if we want to remain close to God and effective in prayer. I'm going to read that again. I want you to get that. Getting right and staying right before God is necessary if we want to remain close to God. Are you with me? And be effective in prayer. 1 John 1:8-9 says, if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How much unrighteousness? All unrighteousness. Confession is a daily opportunity to walk in the light, to be honest and deal with our own darkness, and admit to him, as well as to ourselves, that we're nothing more than sinners that are saved by grace. Amen? And it's so important that we include confession in there, because confession clears the path to get to God. Amen? It's so important that you get the things out of the way that your flesh seems to put in your life. Are you with me? Are you understanding what I'm trying to say? All right? I want to preach so much more on these points, but next we have Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a God-directed, humbly expressed gratitude. Okay? Thanksgiving is a God-directed, humbly expressed gratitude. While praise focuses more on who God is, thanksgiving highlights what he's done or what he is doing for us. It's remembering, and you've all heard me preach about remembering. It's remembering what he has done for you and then being thankful and voicing that to God. Amen? Well, God already knows what he's done for me. No, there's something about you rehearsing that, remembering that in your own mind that gives praise to God. And so we have to remember to give thanksgiving. Do you know I'm close to the end of this? Do you know that? I know you don't believe me, but it's true. But lastly, we have supplication or intercession, which is what we're going to focus on our prayer time together today. But supplication is asking for something from God, all right? It's just plain what it is. Supplication is asking for something from God. I think so many times we remember supplication, but we forget the A and the C and the T. And we just ask and we ask and we ask. And I know God loves us, and I know that's good. We need to include the rest. The Bible says this, and it's so practical. It's so straight out. You do not have because you do not ask. You have not because you ask not. You know, that is so practical and so simple. And it's such a call to prayer. You do not have because you don't ask. How is he going to give you something without you asking for it? Come on. And you and I are invited in Matthew chapter 7, and even commanded, if you will, to ask, to seek, and to knock. And the Bible says that when we do that, the door will be opened. I love the way the Amplified Bible puts it. You know, it says, ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking, knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. You know, so, you know, if you don't have the answer, keep on asking. Keep on going to the Lord. Keep on believing in faith that he will answer that prayer for you. Intercession means to beseech. That's a good King James word. You know that? It means to beseech and petition or make an appeal to God to do or provide something for others. It's a very unselfish thing. When we intercede for other people, we bring their needs before God. Not our own needs. And I just can't help but think that God likes the fact that you would love enough and that you would love the other person enough that you're praying for, that he would be more likely to be pleased with that. Do you know what I mean? That you would go to God and you would say, God, I want to pray for Gary. I really need to pray for Gary. When I've got all these things in my life that I need to pray about, but I lift Gary up. Intercession. Acts, all right? Adoration. I'm going to forget it. Isn't that nice? Confession, thanksgiving, and supplication or intercession. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7, 14, and 15, and I don't know why we leave out verse 15 so much because it's really, really applicable. In verse 14, it starts out, if my people who are called by my name, that's us, amen? If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Verse 15, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. I want, amen? I want God's eyes to be open and his ears to be attentive to a prayer made in this place this morning. Amen? Amen. Our land, and that's what it's talking about in this verse, our land, this United States that we live in, that we have been privileged to live in, is under attack. Are you with me? No, come on, people. Are you with me? You can't help but see what's going on and understand that we're under attack. The Bible that we read, the base for our lives and the morality that we subscribe to, the faith that we live is under attack. And this election may very well be the most important election of all time. And it's our duty, and hear me please, it's our duty. Say it's my duty. I want everybody to say that. Say it's my duty. As a Christian, okay, to get out there and vote. And I'm sorry. Well, I shouldn't apologize, I guess. But there is no excuse not to vote, especially this year. Especially when, I can't make it to vote when they want us to vote. You can vote now. Maybe not today. Or yes, you can vote today. You can go over there. There's not many people. And you can cast your vote. Why is that important? Because if the church stands up and takes their place and goes out and votes in this election, then we'll turn the tide. Well, but we've only got, a few people. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Today, and when I told you that we're going to do something different, today we're going to ask God as a church, okay, to specifically intervene in this election. What's going to happen is this. Pastor Josh and the praise team will lead us in worship, and we will worship the whole time. And while he's doing that, we will worship, of course, and we will pray. There's a mic up front here to pray, and I want to encourage you to make use of that. Nobody's going to think, the prayer you pray is silly, okay? But if you are so moved to use this microphone, I want to encourage you to do that. Pastor Josh will see you, right? Pastor Josh will see you and the music will come down so we can hear you, all right? Now, are you guys ready back there with the video? Okay. Before we start, is it clear what we're going to do? Okay. How about this side? Is it clear what we're going to do? Okay. Do you know how important it is that we pray? Do you understand how much power there is in prayer? That we can just move the hand of God by praying? Do you understand that? But before we start, I want you to watch this short video that truly impacted me. And I think it will impact you as well. So go ahead and play the video when you're able.
I'll tell you who I'm not voting for in this general election. And some of you are going to be mad at me when I do it, but I want you to hear me out. I am not voting for Donald Trump, nor am I voting for Kamala Harris. You say, well, hold on a minute, Pastor. You mean to tell me you're not going to vote? Nope, not telling you I'm not going to vote. I will vote biblical values. I'm not going to a poll booth to pick him or her. I'm going to the voting booth to choose biblical value and principle. And I don't care if the candidate I have to vote for, my flesh don't want to vote for, none of that stuff matters because I am no longer led by my flesh, I am led by the Spirit of God. Who is going to support the Word of God? Whoever is going to support the Word of God, the closest I am going to vote for. A no vote when you don't show up and you don't do your part as an American and as a citizen of heaven is agreeing to all of the junk that is happening in our culture and our world today.
Amen. Amen. Again, I cannot tell you who to vote for. I can tell you that I feel the same way that he does, you know. But it's important that we get out and vote. It's important that we vote the Bible. We look at the platform that the candidates, are standing upon, and if they are not biblical, okay, thank you for saying that. She said, don't vote for them. I would like to say so much, but I can't. Okay? But praise team, if you would come back up here. And I'm going to tell those that are watching online, you can stay with us. We're going to keep filming, if you want to. But what you're going to see is a lot of praise and worship, which is, of course, not mixed when it comes to you. And you're going to hear some prayer. If my people, say, if my people.
If my people.
Will humble themselves.
Will humble themselves.
Yeah. Are you ready to humble yourself and say, we need help, God.
Amen.
We need help. In other words, see, I've been talking and I can't shut up. In other words, if you would just touch the election for us, for these United States, I used to always say, you know, this is getting kind of bad, but you know, I'm like 68 and I'll never see it. Well, guess what? I think I'm going to see it, or I have seen the start of it. But the thing that I was most concerned about was my kids. I mean, I got to grow up in a great time. I mean, just wonderful time when things were prosperous, and I want my kids to grow up in a time like that. I want my kids to be free. Say, I want to be free.
I want to be free.
Say it like you mean it. I want my kids to be free.
I want my kids to be free.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to worship. I want to encourage you to stay. If you feel like you have to go, I know a couple people have to leave early today, but it's 10:30, okay? And I hope for the next number of minutes that we can just pour our heart out to God. The best thing that you can do is worship, get in His presence, amen? And begin to beseech, if you will, Him for the election that is so important. Do you believe it's so important? Do you believe that it is a mammoth proportion that the church stands up for what it believes?
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Like I said, the mic is here. If you feel like praying, the Lord gives you a scripture or something that you can share with us. Josh will slow it down or bring it down, and you'll be able to pray. But why don't you stand with me now, and we'll begin to worship the Lord. And I believe, just as God has always done in our church, He's going to show up. Amen? He's going to show up in a big way. So begin to worship, begin to praise, begin to, you know, pour your heart out before Him. You don't have to come up here and pray, but I want to encourage you, if you want to get on your face, if you want to come to the altar, no matter where or how you want to do it, I just encourage you to pray for this election. Amen?